2018 Sixers season is rolling along with the playoffs in sight for this young, exciting team. What can we expect for the second half of the season and the playoff push? It's time for Sixers in 60 with your hosts Brian Seltzer and Devon Gibbons.
The 76ers just about ready to head into the All-Star game break, but before they do, one more game, one more important game later on tonight. Top of the hour at 7 o'clock right here on the Fanatic. It's the Sixers and the Heat neck and neck in the Eastern Conference standings. But before that, we've got you for about the next hour or so right here on Sixers in 60, presented by Toyota. My name is Brian Seltzer from Sixers.com. Always exceptional and excellent to be with a man who has been very busy, even more so than he normally is as of late. 97.5 The Fanatic, Sixers Insider, Devon Givens. What's up, Devon?
So it's good to be back as always, man. Always look forward to the Sixers and 60 shows, and so do the people. We get a lot of requests as to when is the very next one. Well, it's right now, so tune in, guys. It's going to be fun.
We do kind of fly by the seat of our pants in that respect. Later on in the show, we are going to talk about what has gotten the Sixers playing so well heading to the All-Star game break. They've won four in a row. We'll get to some Twitter inquiries and hand out a pair of tickets. We'll also, in a moment, be joined by Marco Bellinelli. But first, Devon, Sixers right now, they have topped their win total from last year. They are tied for their season high watermark of four games over 500 at 29-25. And they've got a really important one against Miami this evening.
Big game against the Miami Heat tonight. The last time these two teams met, the Philadelphia 76ers got the better of the Heat. And it's always fun when these teams match up because you know you're going to get the Embiid-Whiteside interplay going on. So it should be fun. But again, as you look at things now, as the season starts to get even more serious than it already has, four games at home. They've won in a row during this five-game homestand, the 10 in a row overall at home. A big one tonight as it's the importance of playoff positioning is at stake.
Sixers and the Heat both making some deals over the last week at the trade deadline. It was Miami welcoming back Dwayne Wade for the 76ers. On Monday, they signed veteran sharpshooter Marco Bellinelli, who joins us now. Marco, got to think the last couple days have been a little bit of a whirlwind trying to get settled with the new squad after leaving another one in Atlanta. Chance to potentially play tonight. How you doing? How are you settling in?
I mean, these couple of days for me was like really difficult, you know. I was ready to get traded from Atlanta, then nothing happens, you know. So I got a decision, you know, to move on, and I was free agent, you know. So I decided to sign for Philly because I think it's a good opportunity for me to be important for this team, improve my game. And I really love this team.
What was it specifically about this team when you look at the personnel, the coaching, everything involved? What was it that stood out to you to make you choose the Sixers over any other team that had interest in you as well?
I mean, I really trust the process, to be honest. and you know, I already play with unbelievable player. I mean, when I was in San Antonio, I played with Tim Duncan, Ginobili, Tony Park, you know. So be able to be part of this team with Ben, with Joe, with Fultz, I mean, other couple guys, I think, you know, it's going to be great for me, you know, to just bring my experience, just bring my, I want to win so bad, you know, so I just want to go back to the playoff. I want to be important for the team. And I know Coach Brown is a great coach, you know, so I think everything's going to be good for me, I hope.
Was there a point this season, or maybe even in the off season, when the Sixers caught your attention? I don't know if it was coming through with Atlanta or highlights you saw on TV. Maybe you check out League Pass. Can you remember when you first saw or experienced something that made you say, huh, this is kind of interesting what they have going on here?
I mean, I have to be honest with you guys. I mean, I'm really a big fan of the NBA, you know, so I watch a lot of the game. And so I'm not I don't party a lot, you know. I just stay home. I just save my legs, you know. So I just try to watch a lot of games. And for sure, you know, Philly is one of the best teams that I like to watch. You know, not just because they have like a Joe or another like a superstar in the team. You know, just because you know they play well, they play hard, and you know the first thing that they really surprised me was like you know every time that I was watching this team, you know they play hard, they want to win so bad. They're young, you know, at the same time, you know, but I can look on their eyes and, you know, they really want to win, and that's a good thing.
And when you talk about San Antonio and playing with Ginobili, yeah. Parker, and specifically Tim Duncan as we get into Embiid, having seen him and being the basketball junkie that you are, just watching on the league pass and resting your legs, as you say, what is it about his skill set that really attracted to you that you said, you know, or is it still there where you just look at him and say, you know, there's something about this kid, obviously a first-time All-Star. What is it about Embiid that you see in him to make him this good and obviously help you with your skill set?
I mean, it's unbelievable because I think he's huge. I mean, and in offense, I mean, he can really do everything. I mean, like just yesterday I was watching the game, and you know I just make like a step back shooting, you know, like just something like that. You know, like it's something crazy. You know, in offense you can really do everything. You know, like jump shot, 3-point shot, pump fake, go to the line. I mean, like in offense he's really complete guy. You know, and the thing that's really scared me that he's young. You know, so he's gonna be like really crazy in a couple of years, I think. You know, and. And he's a great presser too, you know. So just to have the opportunity to play with this kind of guy, like him, like Ben, they really love to pass the ball. I think it's gonna be great for me, you know. Like I'm not the guy just that he's gonna come from the bench and start try to score for 3 points. You know, I just love to move without the ball, and I think that's gonna be great for me.
Talking with Marco Bellinelli, signed by the 76ers on Monday here on Sixers and 60, presented by Toyota. Let's talk about you a little bit. This is now midway through year number 12 in the league. You're a guy that started out with the Golden State Warriors. You've been to a handful of different teams, experienced a lot. But if you look at some of your numbers, it actually, I think it looks like you're scoring at the highest rate of your career right now. You're a top 15 bench scorer. Where would you say your game's at right now at this stage?
You know, a lot of people, they say that I'm old, you know, just because they see like a little bit white hair or whatever. But I'm still young inside, you know. I just want to improve my game. I'm 31. And, you know, for sure, like, I've been in the league a lot, you know, that that's going to be my 10th season in the league. And, like I said before, you know, I be in a great team, bad team, middle-level team, you know, so, like, I see everything in my life, you know. So, I think I can still improve my game. I want to be a better shooter, you know. I want to be, a better pick-and-roll player. I would say everything. For sure, on defense, I would try to do my best, you know. Like, I'm not really famous because I'm a great defender, you know, but at the same time, I'm going to try to do my best to help the team.
Is it true that Coach Brown said to you on the phone or when he was talking to you that are you okay with him yelling at you a little bit about your defense?
Yes.
Did he say
that? He can say something different, but not in an offense. I say that to him.
That's awesome.
Yeah, when you look at this team, and as you said, you had 10 years in the league, when you first decided to come to the NBA, did you obviously expected to play a long time in the league, but did you foresee yourself playing this deep into your career, 31 years old, still in the league, having an impact?
Not really. I mean, like, I'm surprised a little bit, you know, like, especially, you know, for a young guy from San Giovanni Persiceto that is in Bologna, you know, it's a really small city. Just be able to come here, you know, like, just be able to, you know, like, that's a dream for me, you know, just stay in NBA, you know, like have the possibility to be around like a great basketball player, great franchise, you know, like Philadelphia right now, you know, it's just something like really amazing for me.
Was it the shooting that you picked up first, or was it something else with your game that made you love it and then ultimately you become the sharpshooter that you are?
I love to score the ball, you know, so I think shooting was the first thing for me. But at the same time, you know, like I just really love this game, you know, so I just try to be on the court and be who I am and just play to win.
Talking with Marco Bellinelli here on Sixers and 60 presented by Toyota. I'm sure you've been asked something like this a lot over the course of your career, but as we get to know you a little bit better and there's an introduction between you and to the city of Philadelphia, can you give us the backstory on how you discovered basketball and what drew you to the sport?
I mean, like, first of all, you know, like, I have, like, two brothers. and the baby. They are two, both like older than me. And long time ago, you know, when I was like 6 years old, you know, like I was playing with my older one, my brother Rico, and I would play like one on one against him all the time. And he was a really big fan of the New York Knicks, the NBA basketball, you know. So he really bring me to the basketball mentality, you know. So and everything started from there, you know. Just I was playing only basketball in my career. You know, like a lot of people, they say, you never play soccer just because I'm from Italy, but I never did that. You know, just basketball for me, basketball is my life. And, you know, I played professional in Italy when I was like 16, 17 years old. I played one EuroLeague final when I was in 42 to Bologna. And then, you know, like, I got the possibility to be drafted from Golden State, and everything for me was a dream.
Who were some of the players you watched growing up? Were there any Italian? I mean, because really, you look at the list of Italian players in the NBA, it's not even 10,
yeah,
right? So who were some of the players that, you know, you drew inspiration from?
I mean, like, for me, you know, like Michael Jordan, you know, Kobe Bryant. I remember when I was like, my brother was a big fan of the New York Knicks, you know, like, so John Starks, Allen Houston, you know, this kind of guy, you know, old guards, you know, because I want to be like a great guy, you know, in my life, you know. So, and pretty much that's it.
Sixers in 60 presented by Toyota as we continue with Marco Bellinelli. Let's get into that 2014 era with the San Antonio Spurs. First for you, was that something special considering that you had Tony Parker on the team and Manu Ginobili, two of arguably, at least in modern history, some of the top international players, and then you're a part of a championship run? What were those years like?
Amazing. I mean, like, it's still difficult for me to, you know, like, tell you everything about the here in San Antonio. And, you know, I just remember, like, really one great thing, you know, like, I was coming from Chicago. I was free agent, and then I decided to sign for San Antonio, and I signed 2 years with San Antonio. And my first year, if you guys remember, the summer before, San Antonio lost the final against Miami when Ray Allen got the 3-point from the corner, you know, the amazing shot, and Miami won the championship. And my first meeting, the first day of the training camp with the San Antonio Spurs, everybody, like, we went to the media room or whatever, you know, like, video guy and everybody was there, and we watched the whole game. About I think it was like game five, I don't remember which game it was, but like we watched everybody, their mistake that they make during game five, you know. So that was like my first day in San Antonio, you know. So like for a guy, for me, you know, like coming from Chicago, okay, a great team, you know, like wasn't really easy to be part of that team and be ready to, okay, we lost that game five in the final, now we're gonna be back in the final and we're gonna win the championship, you know. So that for me is like was really, really crazy, you know. But I think that year for me was special, you know, like just be able to play with a lot of champion. The bench was amazing, you know. I was playing close to Manu Ginobili, Perry Mills, Thiago Splitter, Boris Dio, you know, like that year I think everything was amazing every day.
What did you learn different playing with the Spurs that you hadn't, you know, over the years that you were in prior to joining the San Antonio Spurs? As you said, that first meeting right away.
I mean, the mentality. I think the mentality was like the most important thing. You know, like, okay, you guys, okay, we take you in our team. This is our mentality. We're gonna improve our game every practice, every day, you know, just to go back to the final and win the championship this time, you know. So everybody was thinking from the first day of the training camp about that NBA final, you know. So everybody was ready to really improve everything and just be ready for that NBA final in 2014, you know. So I mean, like, just amazing for me, like, especially, you know, like a guy for me from Italy. I play in Golden State, I play in Toronto, I play in New Orleans, then Chicago, you know, like, and everybody was saying, like, okay, Marco, I think he's not ready for NBA, maybe he's not a good defender, he's never going to win something, you know. Then you play in San Antonio, you play well in an important team, you have a big role for the bench, and then you win the championship. I think that's pretty good.
Before we wrap things up, Also of note from that 2014 season, not only a championship for Marco Bellinelli and the San Antonio Spurs, you had your own individual title that year in the three-point shootout contest. I mean, there were some legit names. I mean, there's always legit names. It's All-Star Weekend, but Steph Curry, Damian Lillard, Kyrie Irving, Kevin Love, Joe Johnson, Bradley Beal.
Pretty good, huh?
But no J.J. Redick in that field.
No,
but now.
No, I think the year after I went to the All-Star game and J.J. was there, I think.
Ah.
So, no, I mean, like, that year was really special, you know, for me, like, win the championship, then by myself, you know, I won the triple contest. I wasn't ready for that, to be honest. I mean, like, okay, let's go there to the All-Star break. Let's try to win the three-point contest. But, you know, like, in front of me was, like, Steph Curry, Kevin Love, Kyrie Irving, you know, like, great shooter. You know, great, really, really great shooter, you know. But at the beginning, I was really nervous. If you guys remember, I think I shoot, like, one, two airball, I think, or something like that. But then, you know, I won the first round, and I say, okay, let's go, man. Let's try to win everything. And then I did. And that was a special day for me.
Should we expect a little shootout between you and JJ here?
We already did this morning.
Oh,
you know,
see?
Like, no, I mean, it's great. I mean, like, I know JJ for a long time. I really respect him. He's a great shooter. He's moving without the ball. He's a strong defender, you know, so I think it's going to be really good to play with him. And I don't know if it's going to be good for the defense's team, but, you know, for us, I think it's going to be great. We're going to look at each other, and I hope everything's going to be good.
And it's that competition in-house.
I mean, he's a great shooter, to be honest.
That's right.
I mean, like
you said, it's a problem for the defense.
Yeah.
Problem for the defense.
Yes, that's it.
Another proven, established, championship-winning veteran in the fold for the 76ers, Marco Bellinelli. Thanks so much for a few minutes.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good stuff from Marco Bellinelli, new number 18 for the 76ers. Still to come on Sixers in 60, Devon and I gets into what has been going well for the 76ers heading into the break. We'll also hit some Twitter questions. And a reminder before this break, the Club 76 is the official membership and season ticket waiting list of the Philadelphia 76ers. You have the opportunity to get prioritized access to season tickets for 2018-2019. For more information, go to sixers.com/joinclub76 or call 215-339-7676 starting tomorrow. Stay with us. It's 6 and 60 presented by Toyota here on 97.5 The Fan.
This is Sixers in 60 on your home for Philadelphia 76ers basketball. 97.5 The Fanatic. The 76ers are back on the hardwood tonight. Here's a game preview.
The 76ers, playing their final game before the NBA All-Star break, will be looking to sweep a five-game homestand when they host the slumping Miami Heat tonight. The Sixers, currently seventh in the Eastern Conference playoff standings, beat the New York Knicks on Monday night, their 10th straight victory at the Wells Fargo Center. T.J. McConnell had his first career triple-double against the Knicks with 10 points, 11 assists, and 10 rebounds to go with a career-high tying 6 steals. Sixers Heat tonight at 7 right here on The Fanatic.
Hear every 76ers game this season on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Includes a $1,000 LA bonus. This is radio, and it's all about imagination. Theater of the mind. So, come with me. Now, imagine. You walk into a car dealership to get a new car or truck, and a salesperson greets you. Oh, here we go, right? But this salesperson says,
I'm not a salesperson. I'm a customer experience manager, and I'm not paid commission. I'm compensated based on your satisfaction. Customer satisfaction.
Okay. Now imagine they help you pick out the exact car or truck you want, and you sit down to negotiate, and they say,
here's the GM factory invoice for the vehicle you want. You pay $1,000 below the invoice price, and get all factory rebates and incentives available as well.
So you say, you mean you don't need to get up and down 10 times and go over to that place where all the salespeople hang out and managers hide behind their computer screens? Now imagine you don't have to actually imagine all of this, because this is what happens at Chapman Chevrolet every day.
Chapman Chevrolet. Customer experience managers, 1,000 below GM factory invoice, plus all rebates and incentives that apply, and it's not in your imagination.
Chapman Chevrolet at the Philadelphia Airport Auto Mall.
Here's a list of reasons why AT&T prepaid is a great prepaid choice. According to Julius and Deb,
when you switch to AT&T prepaid,
you get two ZTE Maven 3 smartphones for free
and two lines for $75 a month.
Hey, I was gonna say that.
Beat you to it.
AT&T prepaid has no annual contract,
no activation fee,
and AT&T's reliable network.
No hidden fees.
No credit check.
No compromises.
AT&T Prepaid has plans for people who like great prices.
Plans for people who like great deals.
Flexibility.
Reliability.
Customers named Deb.
Customers named Julius.
Customers in Springfield.
Customers not in Springfield.
The list is long.
Really long.
Thanks, Julius. Thanks, Deb.
You're welcome, announcer guy.
Hey, I was saying that.
No matter your reason, switch to AT&T Prepaid and get two free ZTE Maven 3 smartphones and two lines on AT&T's reliable network.
Limited time offer available at participating AT&T stores. Two for $75 per month requires two new lines of service on the $45 monthly plan each under a multi-line account. Account owner on autopay. Reliable network claim for third-party sources, fees, coverage, and other restrictions apply. Details at att.com/prepaid.
It's February and temperatures outside have been very unpredictable. But you can make sure the temp inside your house is consistently comfortable all season long. This is Jason Martinez for Window Nation. Smart shoppers know the best time to buy is off-season. Window Nation knows this too. Rather than cutting their installers' hours in half when demand is down, they've sweetened the pot and are practically giving away windows to keep their installers busy. Right now, buy two windows, get two windows free. Plus, 0% financing for 18 months. Buy four, get four free. Buy eight windows, get eight free. There's no minimum and no maximum. Trust the company that has installed over 475,000 windows in more than 80,000 homes, with 99.5% of them requiring no follow-up service. Spring is right around the corner, and this offer won't last long. Buy two windows, get two free, plus 0% financing for a full 18 months. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com. That's 866-90-NATION or windownation.com, and tell them Jason sent you.
Time to save big at JCPenney's President's Day Sale. Save on Levi's for him and her starting at $32.99, and Arizona denim for the family is buy one, get one free. Save up to 50% at our home sale, plus shop clearance for 50 to 70% off already reduced prices. And get an extra 20% off with your JCPenney credit card and coupon. Hurry into JCPenney. Ends Monday. Selections vary by store while supplies last. Savings off regular and original prices. Intermediate markdowns may have been taken. Coupon valid 215 to 219. Some exclusions apply. Subject to credit approval. Additional offers and coupons do not apply to Levi's. See store or jcp.com for details.
Your comments, your opinions in a city that lives and breathes sports. Your voice matters because you care. Get on the line now at 610-632-0975. Presented by Concordville Nissan. Because Concordville cares. Online at ConcordvilleCares.com. More great sports talk coming up right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
An ocean of discovery awaits at Adventure Aquarium. Visit hippos, penguins, sea turtles, and the largest collection of sharks on the East Coast. Explore life underwater. Visit AdventureAquarium.com.
Have you still not refinanced your mortgage? Well, soon you may be kicking yourself in the head. Hi, I'm Wesley Hogan with Westland Financial, and interest rates have gone up recently and will continue to rise, but they're still at historical lows. So don't delay. Let us lower your monthly payment, consolidate a first and second, pay off other debt, or drop you into a 15-year loan with no closing costs. That's right. Nothing's rolled into your loan. We'll pay for your appraisal, title, underwriting, settlement fee, everything. Do not miss out on this historic opportunity. Whether to purchase or refinance, you'll pay no closing costs. You won't spend a dime. Think about it. All it takes is a five-minute phone call to find out how we can save you hundreds or even thousands of dollars a year. And by the way, Westland Financial now is proud to offer reverse mortgages for our clients over 62. So call us at 888-455-3669. It's the biggest no-brainer in the history of mankind. Call us at 888-455-3669. That's 888-455-3669.
Westland Financial Corp is licensed by the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania Department of Banking. NMLS number 3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
More Sixers in 60 right now. This is the home for Philadelphia 76ers basketball. 97.5 The Fanatic.
Sixers in 60 presented by Toyota. Rolling along on 97.5 The Fanatic. Coming up at the top of the hour, the 76ers and the Miami Heat, a major, highly implicated Eastern Conference standings matchup between the Sixers and the Heat, locked up for the seventh spot currently together in the Eastern Conference. Great to be with Devon Gibbons. My name is Brian Seltzer. So we just heard from Marco Bellinelli, Mr. Gibbons, a pickup from the buyout marketplace by Brian Colangelo in the Sixers front office. And it was interesting hearing Brett Brown talk about the signing shortly after it happened on Monday before the Sixers went out and knocked off the Knicks. Something that he seemed to keep touching upon and emphasizing was how symbolic in some ways the signing was, that here were the Sixers contending for Bellinelli's veteran services in the midst of a playoff push, along with other teams that were trying to do the same. But These are the Sixers, not the likes of other far more established and proven veteran franchises. Do you think there's something to be said for that? Is there perhaps a gradual changing of the landscape now that the Sixers could make a push like that and succeed in bringing in someone like Belinelli?
I do, and that's winning helps, and winning helps a lot of things. And when you look at what they've been able to do by bringing in Belinelli and what he has, what he does, first of all, for this team, what he does in this league, why he's able to stick around, as he talked to us about, you look at what he adds to this team, the veteran experience, the fact that he's been around, he's played on a championship team. So with him being able to decide that this is a place that he likes over some of those other potential landing spots, maybe you can look at those teams and say that they are better, whatever teams they may have been. But he looked at this landscape and said, I like that. They have X here, X there, and the head coach does this, and for some reason they play very well together. Now, it also helps maybe that they are riding this four-game winning streak, and they are 10 straight at home and looking to improve on that tonight against the Miami Heat. But it's a big step from where the 76ers were to where they are right now, having the player of the caliber of Marco Belinelli choose them over another team that may have also used his services.
And I think we probably have a realistic outlook on this. I think people understand what Marco Belinelli is, especially at this stage of his career, a seasoned, reliable veteran who can give you some outside scoring punch off the bench, maybe do a little bit more. And we're not trying to imply that this is the most substantial, significant marquee acquisition of all time, but you start to think ahead for what might lie in the future for the Sixers, perhaps, let's say, in a little bit of the warmer months, about 3 or 4 months from now, when you get to that end of June, July period, and you start to wonder, at least for me, you can't help but think, well, is this a perception that is starting to evolve around the rest of the league, where people from afar, like, you know, if players are checking in on League Pass every now and then and they're scoping out some highlights, where they look at what the Sixers have and some of the young talent here and they're like, that sure seems kind of intriguing.
Sure, we've already had Sixers All Access. We've seen multiple national television games, and with him coming from Atlanta, where they are a little bit on the bottom portion of the Eastern Conference right now. Yeah, he was looking to, again, play some meaningful basketball. It wasn't just about money at this stage of his career, some meaningful basketball. And that's what he's looking at. Conversations maybe had around the NBA, looking at this young team and what they do. Maybe it also helped that someone like J.J. Redick or Amir Johnson decided to sign here and not be traded here. And now, when you look at where they are, 29-25, one more game remaining for the All-Star game tonight against the Miami Heat, Marco Belinelli looked at that. And he also knows that the veterans that were here before him in Redick and Johnson, he's been around a long time himself. So he knows their reputation, and he may have a sense of what they like to do specifically because he's been around. They've had just general conversations in passing, but they've both been in deep playoff runs, and for them to decide on this in the summer, spend the entire calendar basketball year here with this team, he looked at it and said, why not? If they can do it, why can't I? And I see something there that'll help out. So with him making that decision, as you said, maybe in the warmer months, maybe in the second warmer month, and he decides that, you know what, I did like my time there. We did make a good run when we made the postseason. Why not come back for another season?
Something Brett Brown clearly pretty proud of. The 76ers now in a spot where they can begin to lure talent in from the outside, from veterans and the rest of the league, instead of just mining and developing their own. All right, let's get into a little bit more what we've seen on the current homestand. If we turn back the clock to the first weekend in February, you know, the Sixers were kind of in a little bit of a teetering spot. They had lost 4 out of 5 games. It was a tough road trip. They didn't have Embiid for the one game in Milwaukee. You know, you got teams like Oklahoma City mixed in there. The loss of Brooklyn, certainly one the Sixers would like to have back. They lost the final game of the back-to-back in Indianapolis a couple Saturdays ago. So the theme coming into this 5-game homestand was, It's so uncommon to have a homestand this long right before the All-Star break. We got to grab hold of this, some potentially vulnerable opponents, and see what we can do. 4-0 so far.
And Celts, the games has not been close, really, when you look at all of them, whether it's the Clippers or the Pelicans, the Knicks, even though at the end it was 108-92 on Wednesday night. It got close for a minute, and the Sixers did what they needed to do by pulling away. They're playing some good basketball. They're playing smart basketball. Still a little bit with the turnovers. You would like to see that number improve, 19 against the Knicks. Let's see what they do tonight against the Miami Heat. But they, as you said, made sure they took care of the home game, five-game homestand going into the All-Star break. And that's a very good sign, recognizing the situation, recognizing where they are in the schedule, and knowing what they needed to do. They're doing this also tonight against another possible playoff contender. So you know on their minds is there's something really deep there, and they want to go into the All-Star break right.
It's funny, on the outside, people like us can say, oh, well, you know, once they got through that stretch on the road a couple weeks ago, the schedule is going to lighten up and get easy a bit. But then you look at it a little bit deeper. The Wizards, middle of the pack team in the Eastern Conference. No, they didn't have John Wall, but they still have an all-star in it, Bradley Beal.
Actually playing better without John Wall.
Right? Yeah, they had won, what was it, 4 or 5 in a row
yes.
at that stage.
Yes.
Game after that, the Pelicans, which at the time were the 8th seed out of the Western Conference, equal where the Sixers were. Then you have the Clippers fighting for playoff positioning. And in particular, Joel Embiid, reigning Eastern Conference Player of the Week. Just how awesome was he going up against Anthony Davis in a matchup that he totally owned? And he also got the better of DeAndre Jordan, too.
He absolutely did. You're absolutely right. And you know he gets up for those challenges. He wants to make sure he shows those guys, since they're veterans, all-stars, Olympians, he's right there where they are. He wants to let them know, let the rest of the league know, I'm going to step my game up against these particular players. He does it on any given night and goes out there and shows himself to be an elite player in this league. But you're right, the Eastern Conference Player of the Week and All-Star for the first time over the week, this coming weekend. And he's a special talent, as we all know. And for him now, for us to be able to see him playing back-to-backs. And the most important thing, too, Celts, was, and I know I'm jumping all over the place with Embiid, was to play against Davis and Jordan and blow those teams out. He did not have to exert a lot of energy because they blew them out. Brett Brown took him off the court because, hey, he only had to play 25 minutes. He only had to play 27 minutes against these opponents. And the same with the Knicks last night, where it was only 23 minutes, 17, pardon me, on Wednesday, 23 minutes, 17 points, 6 rebounds. But he did just enough against that team that they did not necessarily need him to, push his will onto that opponent. So while they're doing that and blowing these teams out, Brett Brown is managing their minutes very well, and Joel Embiid is benefiting from it. Now that we know that he can potentially play back-to-backs from here on out throughout the remainder of the regular season.
I feel like there have been a lot of good signs lately of the collective growth of this team, whether it's relative to where it had been, the turnovers starting to make a little bit of progress, especially Simmons in that area. The defense has been off the charts on this homestand. But I like the last two games. The Sixers have really, when there was a juncture where they needed to close the opponent out, they did it. They went on that 17-5 run two games ago against the Clippers once it got close. And then against the Knicks, it was tied up at 73, and they went on to outscore them 22-13. They held them 13 points in the fourth quarter on Monday night. So I think the fact that the young group in the Sixers that had so much trouble, as everyone discussed, closing out games and things kind of went haywire in the fourth quarter. I mean, right now it looks like they're doing okay.
And you're getting solid minutes from the likes of Justin Anderson, TJ McConnell. When those guys are out there on the floor, you said the second unit guys going out there with using that burst of energy, and it's not negative energy anymore where those teams are taking advantage. Obviously, when you see those types of players, you say, okay, they're not necessarily scorers. They're more known for their defensive prowess in both Anderson and McConnell. So what's going to happen if Embiid and Simmons are not on the floor together, or at least one of them on the floor with those reserves? And right now, as you pointed out, especially over the last two games, you're getting very solid key minutes from reserves that are not hurting the team whatsoever.
Still to come on this edition of Sixers in 60 presented by Toyota, we'll get to some of your Twitter inquiries, whether they be questions or comments. We'll also look ahead to a big all-star weekend for the 76ers. Going to break, we remind you about the Sixers Bar Network. Fans can watch every game together this season at select bars throughout the city. Sixers Bar Network locations guarantee home and away 76ers games as well as great Corona specials. All you got to do is visit sixers.com/bar network for the list of bars in the network, Corona drink specials, and featured watch party dates. Go to sixers.com/bar network. More to come after this on Sixers in 60, presented by Toyota on 97.5 The Fanatic.
This is Sixers in 60 on your home for Philadelphia 76ers basketball, 97.5 The Fanatic.
This President's Month, ask not what your money can do for you. Ask what Gateway Kia can do to save you money.
During President's Month at Gateway Kia, you'll get up to $6,000 overbooked for your trade, or we'll match your down payment up to $6,000.
Let me make this perfectly clear. Gateway Kia rules!
Or get a new 2018 Forte LX, just $129 a month. Zero down, zero first payment, zero due at sign. Or a new 2018 Sportage LX, just $189 a month. Zero down, zero first payment, zero due at sign.
If I were you, I would not have automotive relations with anyone but Gateway Kia.
We'll see you at Gateway Kia, Route 611 in Warrington and Route 309 in Quakertown. Online at www.shopgatewaykia.com.
Gateway Kia is the discount Kia giant.
The discount Kia giant.
24-month lease, zero security deposit with approved credit, 20 cents per mile over 10,000 miles per year. Forte is the 2017 highest ranked compact car in initial quality by J.D. Power. Visit jdpower.com. Trade based on gallons booked with normal wear and tear. Tax time, DMV, initial expires 2/28/18.
Patrick was way behind on his IRS taxes.
I was in way over my head. And the total amount ended up being somewhere just over $30,000. $30,000.
Then the IRS came to collect.
Started getting letter after letter. The lien had been filed against me. They were going to basically, like, hang me completely out to dry.
He had to do something.
That's when I reached out to Optima Tax Relief.
Patrick's life quickly got a lot easier.
It was very easy. Pretty much hands off, you know. They picked up the ball and ran with it.
And how'd it go?
I couldn't believe it. I had to ask like two or three times. I saved an incredible amount of money.
How does Patrick feel about Optima?
Couldn't be happier. They definitely helped me. Optima Tax Relief, the best place to call. They're the best in the business.
Do what Patrick did and call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-706-7944. 800-706-7944. 800-706-7944.
Optima Tax Relief.
Need a CPAP? Then we need you. We're CPAP.com, and we carry popular brands of CPAP equipment, including ResMed, Respironix, and more. To move inventory, we're selling some of our ResMed CPAP machines at prices lower than you would think. Learn more about these affordable ResMed CPAPs at CPAP.com. We'll even provide free shipping on your ResMed machine order, so you'll get it fast when you enter the promo code RADIO. The best part? No insurance needed. Our CPAPs are priced so low they can even cost less than your copay and deductible through insurance. CPAP.com has shipped over 1 million orders and carries a large inventory of sleep apnea equipment. With little retail overhead and no middlemen, we're the best way to get affordable, comfortable sleep apnea equipment at incredibly low prices. Again, CPAP.com has a large inventory of ResMed CPAPs and is offering free shipping on these devices. For these great deals and others, visit CPAP.com. Don't forget to enter the promo code RADIO. That's R-A-D-I-O.
My name is Tarek. I was a professional truck driver when I suffered a devastating knee injury at work. Even though I had major knee surgery, my employers and this insurance company wanted me to return to work. I didn't feel capable of returning to work, and I didn't know what to do. Then I called the attorneys at Swartz Cullerton. They helped me to get to the right doctors. It turned out that my injury was much worse than the insurance company and its doctors claimed. At times, the pain was unbearable. I kept thinking, I just want to take care of my family. The attorneys at Swartz Cullerton understood how to deal with the insurance companies. They helped me to get the best doctors and fought hard to get me a large cash settlement. Swartz Cullerton treated me with respect. Swartz Cullerton got me justice.
If you've been injured at work, get justice. Call 1-800-JUSTICE. That's 1-800-587-8423. 1-800-JUSTICE. Don't let the insurance companies take advantage of you. Call 1-800-JUSTICE.
When a player doesn't like a contract, what do?
They hold out?
They hold out for a better deal. If only you could do that with your wireless plan, right? Well, with the Bring Your Own Phone plan from Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a much better deal. Keep your phone, your number, even your same network for a lot less than you're paying now. Without the contract or the holdout.
Get the Ultimate Unlimited plan for just $55 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. Video typically streams at DVD quality. Refer to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
After the first few weeks of the new year, it's easy to lose sight of that resolution. But CVS Pharmacy is here to help you see it through. We now have hundreds of better-for-you choices in on-the-go snacks and beverages and vitamins and supplements, too. Everything you need to help keep you on track. This week, Vega Protein and Orgain Nutritional Shakes are 25% off, and Kind Bar 5-packs are now 2 for $6. It's the year of you and improved at CVS Pharmacy. Restrictions apply. See circular for details.
More Sixers in 60 right now. This is the home for Philadelphia 76ers basketball. 97.5 The Fanatic.
Sixers in 60 presented by Toyota. Wrapping up for this edition, 76ers and the Miami Heat taking on one another at the center at the top of the hour. Devon Gibbons, have you ever been to one of the Sixers Youth Foundation evening on the court galas?
I have not, and every time I see the photos after, I'm a little jealous and frustrated that I was not invited. How
well,
about you?
We got to get you on the list.
Got to get on me. Okay, I'm looking forward to it.
Because here are the details for this year's event. The third annual Sixers Youth Foundation Gala will be held on March the 12th. Sixers players, coaches, and alumni are going to be at the Fillmore Philadelphia in Northern Liberties / Fishtown. It's a debate. Probably more Fishtown than Northern Liberties. For a night of fun as everyone works to create a brighter future for leaders of tomorrow. Tickets are available at SixersYouthFoundation.org/gala. Strong youth, strong communities, promising futures, Sixers strong.
I think we should do a Sixers in 60 show from the gala.
Done.
Done.
I love the idea. Because they get celebrity performers to come in there sometimes. You get the players mingling as well. Of course, the Nerlens Noel Jordan Sparks moment from Leicester a few years back.
Yes, I remember that.
But the Fillmore's a great spot.
Yeah, and I think I need to be on that list. We need to speak to the people, the necessary people to get me on that list.
I think the people know now.
Okay.
I think it's understood.
All right, cool. It's
but
out there.
But just double check and make sure.
It's out there.
We cannot have egregious oversight like that. We're going to get to Twitter questions, comments, inquiries, and other such things in just a moment. But as we continue the conversation of where the Sixers are at the break, one thing that Brett Brown has talked about since really day one is building the Sixers through a defensive lens and identity. And I mean, we've seen it all year long, and especially so as of late. The defense is what's setting the table. And recently, it seems like the open court opportunities have just gone up. And man, you see Simmons flying down the floor. You see Robert Covington flying down the floor.
Yes, in two straight games.
But this defense, you got to think that if the Sixers want to get to where they want to go, which this year is the postseason, who knows where after that, they've got to keep this up. And right now, it's great to see that at this stage of the season, it seems like that part of their game is peaking.
What I think we saw a lot, Celts, early on was there was a lot of gambling. They were taking chances. And right now, it seems to be a little more disciplined defensively, especially knowing that Joel Embiid is out there for every single game. It, even though you know he's there to clean up some of your mess and you know he can back you up, but guys are not gambling as much, and their hands are very good. They're very active. They're playing smart, moving their feet, and you don't see a lot of those silly fouls. I mean, occasionally you do because you just simply get caught in the moment. But for the most part, to a man, everyone plays solid defense. And with the 28 games remaining, starting with tonight, of course, with the Miami Heat before the All-Star break, all the way winding down for the playoff positioning that you start to look, you can't help but to look at, the rotations are going to start to basically sort themselves out. And when you look at who's been coming off the bench for the 76ers and TJ McConnell, Justin Anderson, Trevor Booker, Amir Johnson, these are defensive-minded players that help out where maybe you don't get all of that from the starters. Now, Ben Simmons is a solid defender. I'm sure a lot of people did not expect that in his profile coming out of LSU as the number one overall pick. We all know Robert Covington and what he can do when he's locked in defensively. And, of course, Joel Embiid. J.J. Redick and Dario Saric, smart defenders, team defenders, if you will. But mixing in now the guys coming off the bench in their rotation and possibly, again, shorting up that rotation to see if this is what you're going to use if you get to the playoffs. They have smart veteran defenders coming off of the bench in Booker and Johnson and even a physical defenders like Anderson. And for what TJ McConnell is at his size, he does play physical, but he plays smart. He's not going to let you you're not going to outwork him. And it's not to say that he's Avery Bradley or some other elite defensive guard in the NBA, but he's pretty good at what he does coming off the bench, causing problems, making it difficult for you to bring the ball up. He may not pick you up 94 feet, but he might pick you up at 75 feet and make it difficult when you cross half court, things like that. So I think that what they're doing defensively has been really, really good. And if they can continue that throughout the remainder of the regular season, you're not going to have the same effort every single night. There may be some tough nights where they give up points where you just simply say, that's way too many. But that said, so far so good defensively is really where they've gotten themselves to the position that they are. And you're right, it helps when you get out in transition. If you do your job defensively, now you can go run.
This is Sixers in 60 on your home for Philadelphia 76ers basketball. 97.5 The Fanatic.